Track 8, The Timeless Charm of Swallows and Amazons. Visitors can take a step back in time to the world of Arthur Ransom's at Hunter's Yard, Ludham.
In the realm of children's literature, few series have captured the spirit of freedom, imagination, and the great outdoors, quite like Arthur Ransom's Swallows and Amazons. And this can be experienced right here on our wonderful Norfolk Broads at Hunter's Yard, Ludham, now the home of the original Swallow and Amazon, used in the 1975 film and on loan from the Arthur Ransom Society, the Titmus and Dreadnought. Following a partial restoration, Amazon can be hired for sailing or rowing. Swallow is currently being restored. Dreadnought was built at Hunter's Yard, and the Titmus was originally a dinghy built by the yard to accompany the yacht Luna in 1933. First published in 1930, the series, consisting of 12 novels written between 1930 and 1947, has enchanted generations of readers with its tales of youthful independence, outdoor adventure, and the magic of storytelling. With its enduring popularity, the series has inspired several film and television adaptations, each attempting to capture the essence of Ransom's nostalgic vision. Whether in print or on screen, Swallows and Amazons remains a cherished cultural touchstone that celebrates the simple yet profound joys of exploration and camaraderie. At its heart, the series is an ode to childhood freedom and creativity. Ransom presents a world where children are trusted to sail boats, camp alone, cook meals over fires, and navigate both the literal and metaphorical currents of growing up. His detailed and respectful depiction of children who are resourceful, courageous, and complex sets the books apart from other children's stories of the era. The novels also reflect Ransom's deep love for the English landscape, particularly the Lake District and the Norfolk Broads, both of which serve as backdrops for various adventures. Through lush, naturalistic descriptions, Ransom invites readers to see the world as his characters do, full of possibility, where every hill or island can be transformed into a stage for adventure. The books have never gone out of print and have been translated into numerous languages. The Arthur Ransom Society, established in 1990, attests to the enduring devotion of fans worldwide. Two of Arthur Ransom's best-loved books, Coot Club and The Big Six, were set on the Norfolk Broads. They were immortalised in the 1984 films and feature Hunter's Yard, because it looked very much as it did in the 1930s, as Rodley's boatyard, and use Lullaby, the very first yacht built at the yard in 1932, to stand in for Teasel. Hunter's Yard is now home to the Norfolk Heritage Fleet Trust, a charity dedicated to public education, sail training, and the preservation, conservation, and maintenance of a unique historic fleet of traditional broad sailing craft. The boat sheds in which they were built and associated heritage craft skills. For the Swallows and Amazons craft, Hunter's Yard, with its experience in traditional wooden boat building, a rare skill these days, plus higher fleet experience, working with young people, and a strong Ransom link, could hardly be a better home. The Trust has in its care a unique fleet of 14 gaff-rigged Broads cabin yachts, 13 of which were built before 1945, plus 8 half-deck wooden boats, and all are available for holiday hire, 2-hour, half-day and full-day skippered hires, day hire and RYA courses. Sadly, though, wooden boats really suffer from exposure to water, biological damage and wear and tear, resulting in the constant need for attention and eventually a full restoration. Typical problems include rot and decay. Wood is an organic material, and prolonged exposure to moisture can lead to fungal growth and rot, especially in freshwater boats, such as those on the Norfolk Broads. There's swelling and shrinking. Wood expands when wet and contracts when dry, and this movement can weaken joints, open seams, and lead to leaks. Then there's UV damage. Sunlight breaks down lignin in wood, causing it to become brittle and discoloured. Mechanical stress. Sailing puts stress on planks, frames, and fastenings, which can crack or loosen over time. Collision and abrasion. Boats bump docks, ground in shallow waters, or scrape against debris, all of which wear down the hull. Fastenings and glues. Older boats use traditional nails, screws, or glues that corrode, rust, or fail over time. While minor repairs can hold things at bay for a while, eventually a sympathetic restoration is needed, which aims to preserve historic authenticity, but requires specialized skills, tools, and materials that are increasingly rare. Skilled boat builders must match original construction methods, which is far more labor-intensive than modern repairs. Here, the staff at Hunter's Yard excel, as they are used to the constant maintenance of their glorious fleet of old wooden boats. Swallow and Amazon are in very good hands indeed. But don't let the small size of these dinghies fool you. To properly restore one takes many, many hours of careful assessment, identifying the issues, determining the correct solution, dismantling, and then creating by hand the various parts in different woods with often complex shapes or bends. In the case of Swallow, for example, all the 23 small ribs that run across the hull inside the planks are riveted through the planks using hundreds of copper nails and roves, small dished copper washers. This technique was in use during Viking times. Some of the ribs have 24 rivets. The old ones have to be removed to allow the damaged ribs to be taken out, and each new rib then has to be steamed, bent, crafted, and tailored for its specific location. Once completed, it has to be drilled and riveted into its place. And that's just one small part of the complex process of taking an old wooden boat and bringing it back to safe, sound, and seaworthy condition so that it can be enjoyed as it was designed to be. As Hunter's Yard heads towards its centenary in 2032, all the traditional wooden boats in the care of the Norfolk Heritage Fleet Trust will continue to be maintained to exacting standards and made available to anyone with a love of Arthur Ransome's books, sailing, and the Broads. You can find out more at TARS, that's the Arthur Ransome Society, arthur-ransome.org, or at Norfolk Heritage Fleet Trust, that's nhftrust.org.uk, or at Hunter's Yard itself, and that's huntersyard.co.uk.